This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The electric vehicle revolution is coming, and with it, slowly, very slowly but surely, the EV charging revolution is coming too, not though before the end of gas stations. But moving on from places where you can pull up and pump 15 gallons into your tank isn't as simple as just closing them down and selling them off. You got to consider what's on that land, or under it, more like. Most gas stations have a couple of 3 10,000-gallon storage tanks buried underground, tanks that inevitably leak. The first generation of underground tanks went bad back in the 1980s, leading to some disastrous spills and not, as you might imagine, cheap to clean up. Kate Yoder wrote about the once and future challenges of old gas stations. She's a staff writer covering climate for Grist. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start in the 90s-ish with a bunch of new regulations that oblige gas station owners to replace these big underground tanks. Those tanks have a lifespan of 30 years. And oh, look, here we are.
Yeah. So, yeah, the tanks that were installed in the 80s and 90s are starting to get older. And many of them are approaching the 30-year warranty when experts say that they're likely to leak again. So today, big leaks are rare, but they still do happen. There is better technology available now to prevent leaks, you know, like double-walled tanks with better monitoring. But I found that more than 40% of gas stations aren't meeting all the safety standards to prevent leaks. And, you know, there's 145,000 fueling stations all over the country. And so with states not enforcing all these regulations, that just increases the chance of a disaster.
Who then is on the hook to clean these up? Before we get to what happens to these gas stations, present day, we've got a leaking problem. Who pays the bills?
Well, to be honest, the question of who pays to clean up the contamination is kind of a mess in itself. In theory, station owners are supposed to pay, but sometimes the leak happened before they owned the station, or they're unable to pay, or they're long gone. So then lawyers get involved. And depending when the leak happened, it might fall on an insurance company or an oil company or the government. You know, states deal with cleaning up gas stations in different ways. Often they have funds that oil companies pay into, but sometimes some of these costs get transferred to the public. So in states like Indiana and Tennessee and Arizona, they've actually shifted the responsibility for cleanups to taxpayers through like a small tax on gasoline in most of those places. And honestly, sometimes the answer is that no one cleans it up. These abandoned lots just sit around and developers don't really want to touch them.
And so that land just sits there because it's toxic and contaminated and expensive to clean up. And so it just turns into a brownfield.
Exactly.
What happens now as we, oh so very slowly, electrify transportation in this economy and people stop buying eventually, right? This is a very long run issue here. Stop buying gasoline.
Well, you know, gas stations have some different options for their future, but there was one analysis a few years ago that found between a quarter and three quarters of gas stations could be unprofitable by the early 2030s.
By the early 2030s? That's like tomorrow.
I know. That analysis was done in 2019, and that was even before like all the recent policies we've seen around promoting electric vehicles. So, like, these stations could be going out of business in a really big wave, potentially. Even though, of course, some are going to be around for a long time because we're still going to have gas-powered cars on the road for a while.
Right. But the ones that go out of business, those tanks are going to stay there, and sure, maybe they'll drain them, but the expense of digging them up and cleaning things up is going to be prohibitive.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think people kind of assume all these gas stations are just going to turn into electric vehicle charging stations, right?
Yeah, that was literally my next question.
Oh, that's great. but yeah, it's not actually that simple because most people charge their vehicles at home or maybe while running longer errands because it kind of takes some time to charge up. So I do think that the decline of gas stations that we're going to see is one of the benefits of switching to electric vehicles that no one really talks about. Like, we don't have to have these thousands of tiny toxic waste sites all over our cities and neighborhoods.
Kate Yoder, she covers the climate at Grist. Kate, thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks for having me.